Welcome, dumbheads, to MDC, Mega Dumbcast. In this podcast, we are examining every single goddamn page of Palladium's Ninjas and Super Spies to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is the revised Ninjas and Super Spies 7th printing from May 2000. Today we're discussing page 129 of Ninjas and Super Spies. The glossary of combat terms continues on this page, and the word of the day, dumbheads, is convoluted. Now, convoluted can mean overly complicated, difficult to follow, which Palladium games certainly are, but here I mean it in the more precise and concrete sense of having many convolutions, that is to say, intricate curves and folds, twists and turns. Because while the Palladium rules are overcomplicated, there is the discernible trace of a mind, however mad, composing these words. And if you think that I'm exaggerating or you think that I'm kidding, allow me to point you to the entry for damage in the Glossary of Combat Terms. Please try to mentally project yourself to the scene of the crime, by which I mean the composition of this page. I'm the author of Ninjas and Super Spies. I am at the typewriter or primitive word processor, drinking the cheap sake that I affect and voluptuating in my insanity. I'm at the D section in my glossary, which is where I've decided to write most of the rules of my game, because alphabetical order is an order I can almost put my thoughts in. And what do I write? Quote, "This is the amount of physical harm done to the victim of an attack." Okay, good. Common sense, plain language explanation of what damage is. I'm sure the reader was greatly in need of that. Quote, "Damage is usually subtracted first from the defender's SDC, and when that is at zero, from the defender's hit points." That's good. That's an unusual thing about this game. It's something the reader might need to know on a quick reference. All right. What comes next? Things do damage. How much damage do they do? Well, I could give some sort of general rule, maybe, but, you know, actually what my mind goes to is, let's just list. That's my go-to move. Remember, I'm the author of Ninjas and Super Spies. When I think how to express information, I think lists. What kind of list, you ask? Well, it starts out like this. A bold heading. Damage table. Weapons. No, scratch that. Damage table, then in parentheses, basic, end parentheses, weapons. I'm not going to talk about all the weapons. I'm only going to talk about the basic weapons. I don't have room to list every weapon I've ever heard of. I already did that pages ago, and I plan to do it again at the end of the book. So, damage table, basic weapons. Okay. Blackjack, that's early in the alphabet, does 1d6. Bullwhip, let's go ahead and hyphenate that word. Just for the hell of it. Sometimes I like to mix it up. You got to keep people on their toes. Does 1d8. Let's see. I better go consult the list of weapons that I cribbed from the Palladium Fantasy book. Blackjack, bullwhip, dart. A dart's not a common weapon. You probably just throw shit. If you're like having a barroom fight or something, I know, thrown small objects, 1d4. Already you can see that we're beginning to veer away from the concept of a list of weapon damages, which already is a dubious thing to put in a glossary, but now the roller coaster has begun. Okay, thrown small objects. Let's see, what else might hit someone other than a thrown small object? Falling. Someone might fall. That's a way you could take damage. That's what I'm writing about, right? Damage. Falling. 1d6 per 10 feet. Yeah, every 10 feet that you fall, then you take more damage. But what if you're in a car crash or something? A collision. Collision. 1d8 per 10 miles per hour. Collision actually comes before falling in the alphabet, but no time for that now. We can't stop here. The stream of consciousness is moving and I'm just paddling my fucking canoe as fast as I can. Okay, collision. Car wreck. Smashing through glass does 1d4 damage. That's it, right? Did I miss anything? Did I miss any basic weapons damage? Blackjacks, bullwhip, things thrown through the air that are small, falling from a great height, damage collisions do, how much it hurts to be thrown through glass. Right, I forgot. I missed dropped or thrown large objects. I mean, a large object could fall on you, but it could also be thrown at you. So how do I handle this situation? I know, a subtable. A subtable describing how to measure by weight, velocity, and height what a dropped and or thrown object does to you in damage. In case somebody drops a piano on you or throws a piano at you, or someone throws a piano at you to knock you off the top of a building and then you and the piano plummet to the ground. Okay, that just about covers it for the damage of basic weapons. That's a good day at the office. I'm going to go ahead and finish this bottle now. And tomorrow, when I've forgotten what I just wrote, then I'll get back to the glossary and I'll continue with the damage that various martial arts maneuvers do. Information that I have conveyed elsewhere in the glossary, but that was another day and therefore a different man. And that, dumbheads, is how an alphabetical table of basic weapons becomes a non-alphabetical subtable of factors influencing falling object damage over the course of 10 lines. Little would you have guessed that if you needed to figure out how much damage a falling tree branch does, you would find it not in the combat section, not in the weapons section, not in the wilderness survival section, but in the glossary entry for damage, under the subtable for weapon damage, under the sub-subtable of dropped or thrown large object damage by weight, velocity, and height. Incidentally, the answer is unknown because the sub-subtable is not granular enough. Maybe 2d8 seems high. This book is not just complicated, it is not just crazy. Chaotic was a strong contender for word of the day, but the word is convoluted. To read this book with a critical eye, it's like following a winding trail of fucking crazy rabbit tracks in the snow. You can just about see where this frightened and overmatched being was zigging and zagging, trying to get it right, and ended up making not a lot of progress at a tremendous rate of speed. So yeah, the fact that this table forgets about alphabetization and what it's about halfway through is the dumbest thing in this page. And also a great example of one of the joys of reading this book, which is that it's like reading a game designer's embarrassing diary sometimes. Not good rules writing, but entertaining reading. Join me next time as the convolution continues on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big chunk for your binging convenience. Contact or check out the podcast wherever you want. It is Mega Dumbcast on Twitter, Instagram, Gmail, Podbean, your favorite podcatcher, etc., etc. MDC, Palladium Books, Ninjas and Super Spies, and all associated trademarks are property of Kevin Ciambietta. This slightly annoying theme song is Cartoon Battle by Kevin MacLeod, whose work you can find at Incompetech.com. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.